Repentance didn't just take place the day I was converted. Repentance is a lifetime experience for the Christian. I repent daily. I repent multiple times throughout a day. But I must do that knowing what God has done for me and His Son.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast, a podcast designed to answer challenging questions on doctrine and on living out your faith in your homes, in your churches, and in your workplaces. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Once again, we would love to hear your questions and comments as it relates to this episode. So if you're watching from YouTube or Facebook, just leave a comment for us right below that video. But you can also send questions to us from our website, straighttruth.net. There you will find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Pastor, Christians constantly live in this tension between being a Christian, desiring to live for Christ, and yet still continuing to sin. And you sometimes wonder, when you're living in that tension, does God even still love me in the midst of it? Because we know from the Scriptures, God will punish sin. Now, the question is more framed this way. For Christians, does God still punish sin today? Or are we simply awaiting for a punishment to come when Christ returns and then we face the judgment seat of Christ?
You know, Josh, I'm always amazed. We're going through the book of Romans right now in our church, and I'm just always amazed at how much teaching we find given to the Christian explaining what God has done in saving us. Mm-hmm. You know, just again and again, driving home to God's own people what God has done in saving us. And I think the reason why there's such an attention given to that is we're so forgetful. It's so easy for us to forget what God has done for us in Christ. So what we learn, for example, as you study the book of Romans, is having been justified by faith in Jesus Christ, we now have peace with God.
Yeah.
I mean, from the standpoint of God as our judge, there is no condemnation left for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is no condemnation. Because Christ our Savior took upon Himself our condemnation when He died as our substitute on the cross. And we lack nothing to be accepted completely by God now, because our righteousness before God is not our own, but it's God's gift to us. The righteousness of God's Son has been imputed to our account, given to us as a gift, received again by faith. All our sins forgiven the moment we trust in Christ, a perfect standing with God the moment we trust in Christ. So when I consider God as judge, I have nothing to fear as a Christian, nothing. On my best days, I'm no more pleasing to God in that realm as on my worst days. On my worst days, I'm not displeasing to God in the least from the standpoint of God as judge, because God's pleasure in me is explained by His Son's perfect life and death and resurrection. Now, when you go to a passage like Hebrews 12 and you see God as Father to us, His children, we learn there that He disciplines His children. Mm-hmm. He scourges us. So now, not God as judge, God as Father. Is it possible for me to displease the Lord? Yes. Is it possible for me to experience discipline for my sins? Yes. Discipline that's painful, yes. Is it true to say that God has made things in such a way that sin even carries its own punishments? I mean, is it true to say that just because I'm saved, now I can live in sin and there will be no repercussions? Of course not. So as a Christian, I still experience the repercussions, the ramifications of my sinning in the temporal realm. God still disciplines me and corrects me for my sinning because He loves me in this temporal realm. So in that sense, am I punished for my sins? Yes. In the sense of God as judge and everlasting damnation and judgment of that sort? No. I stand before God completely accepted in His Son.
So the next question, sort of an aside to this, is that you've stated before that the core message of the Bible is that all mankind has sinned, we're destined for hell and destined for punishment. But Jesus came into the world, God sent his Son, who takes on death and that penalty for us, and those who trust in Him can have eternal life and have a right standing with God through Him, which is what you just explained.
Right.
However, when I read the New Testament, this is another question alongside this. What's to say? I read the New Testament and I'm constantly filled with my own guilt and my own worthlessness because I'm conscious of my sin, even though I can have peace with God. What do you say to somebody who's experiencing that?
Yeah, I say again, why do you think the New Testament continues to explain the gospel to people who've received the gospel? Why does Romans 8:1 say there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus? Why these kinds of statements? Because of the fact that we have a hard time remembering what God has done for us. Mm. Now, the Bible's also clear. Am I to continue in sin that grace may abound? May it never be. Mm-hmm. How shall we who have died to sin still live in it, the Bible says. Mm. So, how do I deal with a guilty conscience? I confess my sins. I repent of my sins. Repentance didn't just take place the day I was converted. Repentance is a lifetime experience for the Christian. I repent daily. I repent multiple times throughout a day. But I must do that knowing what God has done for me and His Son. Hmm. So what I want to hold in tension is the idea that sanctification is learning what is pleasing to the Lord. I want to learn what pleases God. Sanctification involves the confession of sin. In fact, 1 John 1:9 teaches, if I don't confess my sins, I'm not forgiven, which is to say I'm not a believer. Show me someone who doesn't confess their sins, I'll show you someone who hasn't been saved. We have the Word of God. We have the Spirit of God. We know that we're sinning. So I hold these two things in tension, that I am daily confessing my sins, turning from my sins, repenting of my sins, pursuing a clear conscience, a good conscience in the sight of God, yet at the same time, I am one who has been fully forgiven, and I stand before God completely accepted in His Son. Mm-hmm. And these two things held together represent the perspective taught to me in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. And so Christian maturity is learning how these two things are both true at the same time. And so I'm not overwhelmed with guilt because I'm justified, mm-hmm. but I don't take sin lightly. Mm-hmm. Because I'm learning what's pleasing to God, and I'm confessing my sins as they occur, and God, as my Father, in love, disciplines me for my sins and mm-hmm. puts my feet on a safe and solid and sound pathway. So it's holding these two things together that is the Christian life.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Now, we'd love for you to share this podcast and others with friends and family. And the easiest way to do that is by going to our website, straighttruth.net, where you can find links to all of our social media channels. So be sure to like and subscribe to one of those channels and pass the word along. Also, if you could go to the iTunes podcast section and leave us a review, that will help us spread the word about this podcast. And if you would like to help us find ways to continue to produce this podcast, you can find more information by going to the website again, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.